Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we begin the 8th parak of Maseches Eruvin, Mishnayos Aleph and Beis of the 8th parak of Maseches Eruvin. So, Ketzad Mishtatfin Batchumin. How do you make an Eruv Tchumin that everyone who wants to can rely on the Eruv Tchumin? Normally, an Eruv Tchumin would be made by an individual, that an individual sets up an Eruv Tchumin so that he can travel more than 2,000 amos out of his city. But what if you have an entire community that would like to take advantage of an Eruv Tchumin? So, how do you make an Eruv Tchumin on behalf of everybody? You put down a barrel of food that you're gonna use as the Eruv, because the food used as an Eruv has to be owned by all the people that are using the Eruv. So if you're using your own food to make an Eruv for everybody, then you have to be makna that food to everybody else. So you take a barrel of food, because barrels would hold a lot of food, so it could be enough for everybody, and it was typically used to store food for a long period of time. So good. So you take a barrel of food, and you say, that this should be for everybody in my town, anybody who needs to go to a house of velus or to a house of a wedding, because anyone who, if there's some major event going, so you assume that there are masses that will be traveling there. So all of the people that will be traveling there to go do a mitzvah need that Eruv, and therefore you set up the Eruv for everybody. Now, typically, the reason why the Mishnah gives the example of going to a Beis Evel or a Beis Mishnah is because both of those things are a mitzvah. And the Gemara tells us that you're not really supposed to set up an Eruv Tchumin unless it's for the sake of mitzvah. Now, of course, we know the Pasuk tells us, Tov lach the Beis Evel and Beis Mishnah, but going to a Beis Mishnah is still a mitzvah. It's just not as good in a certain sense as going to a Beis Ha'evel. But either one would qualify as as enough of a reason to set up the Eruv Tchumin. Beis Mishnah, no one gets married on Shabbos, but L'chorah means like you're going to a Sheva Brachos, or maybe, yeah, that's probably what it means. Kol Shekibul Olav Miba'od Yom. Once the Eruv is made, so whoever decided to participate and to latch onto that Eruv on Erev Shabbos can go and rely on that on Shabbos. Michshetech Shach Aser. But if Shabbos started and you did not commit to being part of that Eruv, you cannot change your mind on Shabbos and say that I would like to be part of that Eruv. She'in Ma'arv Michshetech Shach. Because you can't make an Eruv once Shabbos already started. So since you can't make an Eruv when Shabbos already started, even if someone else made the Eruv, but you were not a participant of that Eruv when Shabbos started, so at the beginning of Shabbos, your Makom Shavisa has already been determined as where you are, and not in the Makom of the Eruv. So when it comes to a personal Eruv, so by putting it out, you're already declaring that you're participating in the Eruv before Shabbos started. When it comes to a communal Eruv, where everybody's going to use it, so you haven't declared anything when Shabbos started. So now we're up to Mishnah Beis. So, Kamu Hushiuro. How much food do you need to have an Eruv Tchumen that's going to service an entire community? So, Mazon Shtei Su'udos L'Kol Echad. You have to have enough food that there are two meals for each and every person that's relying on that Eruv. Because in order to be Kona Shvisa, you have to have two meals worth of food. And if you're being Kona Shvisa for all of these people, then each of the people need to have two meals worth of food. Now, what do we mean when we say meals? So mizon l'chol v'lo Shabbos divra meir. Two meals worth means two meals of weekday meals, of the kinds of meals you would eat during the week, not two meals of Shabbos meals. Shabbos meals typically, you would imagine, are bigger meals where you have side dishes and appetizers and this and that, but weekday meals are smaller meals. So in order to have an Eruv, you just need to put out two smaller meals. Rabbi Yehuda Amar l'Shabbos v'lo l'chol. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you put out two Shabbos-sized meals and not two weekday-sized meals. Rabbi Yehuda assumes that Shabbos meals are smaller because there are three of them, whereas Rabbi Meir seems to assume that Shabbos meals are larger because it's Shabbos and you're more lavish for Shabbos, whereas Rabbi Yehuda assumes that since during the week the assumption was everyone always ate two meals, and it was only on Shabbos that people would eat three meals, so you don't want to stuff yourself. It's unhealthy to stuff yourself on Shabbos. You know, the Tchilas Chole Me'ayim is a Shinei Vesas, the Gemara says, that when a person changes their eating habits, it has a negative impact on their overall health, so you don't want to, you know, eat too much. So if you're going to have three meals, you're going to have a little less at each meal. In fact, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says that since you have to have Shalosh Shuras, let's say it's during the winter time where Shabbos ends very early, it's very difficult sometimes for a person to eat Shalosh Shuras. So Shulchan Aruch says Chachmein of Barosho, so a person has to be smart about it and not overstuff himself at the second Shabbos meal, at the morning meal. Both Rabbi Yehuda and Meir are trying to be makel over here. It's just that they disagree in terms of the mitzvahs, which is a larger meal. Is a Shabbos meal a larger meal, or is a weekday meal a larger meal? So the Mishnah now talks about what about if you're using bread? Rav Yochum Rebroka Omer Mikikar Bepuntiom Narbasin Besela. So each person's amount of food in the Eruv is a loaf of bread that you would be able to buy for a pundion, which is a coin, at a time when 4 of wheat can be bought for a sela. Meaning, the way, if you do all the math, it turns out to shisha beitim, to 6 eggs. Rabbi Shimon Omer, shtei yados lakikar, mishalosh lakav. Rabbi Shimon says, no, what each person needs in the Eruv is 2/3 of a loaf of bread in a case where 3 loaves of bread are made out of a kav of wheat. So each loaf is 1/3 of a kav, which is 8 eggs, and 2/3 of that loaf is needed for the Eruv, so, which is the 5 1/3 eggs in total. So Rabbi Shimon is a little bit smaller than Rabbi Shimon's shear of how big the bread needs to be for the Eruv is a little bit smaller than Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch's shear. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch and Rabbi Shimon disagree whether the loaf of bread is the volume of 6 eggs or the volume of 8 eggs, and whether you need a whole loaf or only 2/3 of a loaf. So the Mishnah now points out that there are other halachos that are relevant to the size of a loaf of bread, because chetzi lebayis hamenuga, the size of a half of a loaf of bread relates to the halachos of tzara'as of nigei batim, of tzara'as on a home. That's one of those halachos that may have never happened, right? The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that ben sarer mora and nigei batim is one of the other halachos that may have never actually happened, but it is a halacha, and the halacha is that a house that has tzara'as is mitame anybody who goes into it and stays there. So how long do you have to stay there? Long enough to eat a half a loaf of bread. How large of a loaf of bread? Same machlokas that we have over here will apply over there as well, whether it's a half of an 8 kibetza loaf of bread or half of a 6 kibetza loaf of bread. V'chatzi chatzia lifsol sagvia. And there's another halacha that relates to the size of a loaf of bread, that if you have food that's the size of 1/4 of a loaf of bread, that's tameh, and a person eats that, that person is not allowed to eat truma. So how much is 1/4 of a loaf of bread? The very same machlokas that we have over here, whether it's 1/4 of 8 or 1/4 of 6. So let's quickly review what we learned today. In Mishnah Aleph, we said that in order to make an Eruv Tchumen on behalf of a community, you take the whole barrel of food and you say, this is on behalf of everyone in the city, anyone who needs to go do a Tvar Mitzvah on Shabbos, but anyone who wants to utilize that has to have accepted it or latched onto it before Shabbos started. Once Shabbos starts, it's too late to say that that Eruv is on my behalf. And then we said, how much is the size, how much food do you need in order to make an Eruv for everybody? That everyone should have 2 seudos worth of food, machlokes v'mei Rabbi Yehuda, whether it's 2 Shabbos meals or 2 weekday meals, but they both mean to be mekel, that it's 2 of the smaller type of meals. They just disagree whether Shabbos or Yom Tov meals are smaller. And then we had a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan ben Baruch and Rabbi Shimon, whether a loaf of bread, whether a stam loaf of bread is shisha beitzim or is shmona beitzim, is 6 eggs or 8 eggs, and 3 nafkaminas lahalach between those two shitos as to how big a loaf of bread. One is as far as Erevin is concerned, that do you need the size of shisha beitzim in order to participate of food for each participant in the Eruv, or do you need 2/3 of a loaf the size of 8 beitzim to participate, which would mean 5 1/3 eggs? And then the second nafkamina is if a half a loaf, the amount of time that it takes to eat a half a loaf is the amount of time you need to stay in a house that has tzaras to become tamei. So how do we determine half a loaf of what? Half a loaf of 8 eggs or half a loaf of 6 eggs? And then the third nafkamina la halacha is that if you eat tamei food, in a quarter of a loaf of tamei food, you become pasul to eat truma. What is a quarter of a loaf? A quarter of an 8 kibetz a loaf, or a quarter of a 6 kibetz a loaf? So those are the three nafkamina. And next time we'll pick up with Parakhas Mishnah Gimel.